We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chaf Zayin Sif Tes says the Machaber Makom Hanachas Tefila Shel Rosh. The appropriate place for the Tefillin Shel Rosh may haschalas ikre haser mi mitzcho atzof hamakom shemochas shel tinoch rofes. The place where you should have your Tefillin Shel Rosh is starting. It should be not lower than the hairline, the place where the hair grows from, and not where the hair hangs down to. If you have long bangs, that is not the appropriate place to put the tefillin. Rather, the lowest point where the tefillin should be is the hairline, and no part of the tefillin should drop lower than the hairline. And it can go all the way up until the part of the head where on a baby's head it is soft. So that is almost up till half of the head. So you have plenty of room on top of the head for the tefillin shel rosh to be. You just have to make sure that it's high enough. And the Mishnah Berurah says that you should really put it a little bit higher than the hairline in order to ensure that it doesn't slip down while you are wearing it and end up being lower than the hairline. Since there is so much room on top to put it, you can put it higher up. It's better to put it higher up than to put it low where it might drop below the hairline and you would not be yotze. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the pasuk says, Bein Einecha, and Bein Einecha does not mean really between your eyes. Rather, we learn Exera Shava from Lotasimu Karcha Bein Einechem, that it means a place where you can make a karcha on your head, which is where there is hair. So too, you can only put the tefillin in a place where the hair grows. And many make this mistake, says the Mishnah Berurah, and they put it lower, and it drops down lower, or part of it is above the hairline, and part of it is below the hairline, and they're over on Isser Doraisa, as they are not yotze, the mitzvah of tefillin. And therefore, as we said, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to put it higher up, so that you won't drop down. And the appropriate size of the tefillin, because of this shear, is somewhere between two etzbos by two etzbos, or four etzbos by four etzbos. The larger ones are sometimes better to have, so that you can ensure that the cloth which is inside is written in the appropriate manner, because if it's such a small box of tefillin, then that means you have to write the letters very small in the cloth, and it's hard to write letters so small when you are writing tefillin, or Sefer Torah mezuzahs for that matter, so it's better to have larger ones, but you don't want to have them too big, because then you run into problems of placement, both on the arm and on the head. Sif Yud, Tzarech Shia, Kesher Me'achori HaRosh L'mala Ba'oref. The knot that goes in the back of the head should be a little bit above that bump that you feel, meaning it should be parallel to the face, not parallel to the throat. And the Mishnah Berurah says that some people place it in that little dip that you have above the back of the neck, and they think that that's the appropriate place for it because the knot fits in well there. But the truth is that that's not a good place to put it, both because that is not keneged the panim, it is not opposite the face, rather it is opposite the throat, but also because if you keep it in that place, it is not going to be tight. It is hard to keep the knot tight and everything tight around your head if it's sitting in that dip in the back of your head. It's more appropriate to have it above that dip, above the bump, so that you can tighten it on the head.